This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's been a pattern, shall we say, to most of the breaking news of late. Mid-afternoon here on the West Coast, early evening back east, the big stories drop with shocking regularity. It's anxiety-inducing, to be honest, but also curious in the timing. Marketplace's Adrian Hill checks it out.
Some breaking news has a timeline no one can control. Death is a good example. A person dies when they die. Other news?
This is CNN Breaking News.
Breaks when a newsmaker decides to break it, like when the White House decides to announce a piece of information.
A major development here this evening at the White House. The President of the United States has terminated the director of the FBI, James Comey.
The news broke about Comey's firing at about 5:50 p.m. Eastern time. And while we can't read the mind of the president and his staff, in general,
there are basically two times of day when newsmakers are most likely to time their news.
Paul Niwa is a journalism professor at Emerson College. He says the first window is around 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. That gives reporters time to talk to their editors and get to a press conference. The second window is late afternoon, around 4 o'clock Eastern. Want to guess why?
Because it won't spook the markets.
The markets. The U.S. exchanges close at 4.
The investors have a moment to pause and digest the information before reacting to it.
But what about the scoops, the investigations, the stories the news outlets, the papers and broadcasters decide when to publish? Like the existence of the Comey memos, like President Trump sharing classified intelligence with the Russians.
Tonight, this exclusive Washington Post story is causing a major stir.
A developing story now from the New York Times.
That's ABC News and CBS News. Cliff Levy is deputy managing editor at the New York Times.
Your listeners should not assume that there's any sort of conspiracy to have everyone publish at 5 or 6 o'clock.
He says the paper puts their investigative stories out as soon as they're fully reported, not wanting to risk getting scooped by the competition. Sometimes, he says, timing has to do with when a reporter hears back from the subject of a story.
Any kind of scoop, you know, covering anything, we might inform them at, you know, noon or 1 o'clock, and then they might say, oh, we need a few hours to figure this out, to give you a response, and then by the time they get the response to us, it's 5 o'clock.
Pushing a story out in the early evening, says Levy, is far from ideal.
I would prefer we didn't publish at 5 or 6 o'clock.
Why?
Well, because the audience is starting to wane digitally at 5 or 6 o'clock. I mean, the optimal time to publish is in the morning.
Which brings us to another question about news timing. How is it that once one news organization breaks a story, other newsrooms get their own stories confirmed and posted and pinging our phones so quickly? Vince Gonzalez is a journalism professor at USC's Annenberg School. He says as soon as these stories break, beat reporters at other organizations are rushing to their sources.
And they're getting confirmations because there are people who have been waiting for those phone calls from reporters.
A story in a major outlet also makes other sources willing to talk.
I think it opens the floodgates. I think when one of the greatest things you can say to a source as a reporter is someone else has already talked, or look, here's someone else, maybe not identified, but confirming it in the Washington Post. Tell me, is this true? Is this not true?
One more thought about the timing of news stories. Those push notifications on our phones make us more aware than ever of exactly when a story breaks. That's the modern-day sound of a good old-fashioned news war. And it's a battle that isn't intentionally timed to the end of the day, even if it feels that way. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
So how do you cover breaking news when sources want to tell you everything except their name? Reading between the lines of anonymous sourcing. That's in the latest episode of our new podcast. It's called Make Me Smart, me and Molly Wood. Subscribe, listen, marketplace.org/makemesmart.